Well, good morning, everyone. We've reached Friday and we've reached the end of another week of reflections. And for today, I would like to reflect on probably the greatest gift, arguably the greatest gift. Now, I know I said that on Tuesday that life was the greatest gift we had, but in further reflection, I see that there truly is an even greater gift because it's a gift that affects all of us at once. This gift is the gift of salvation, which our Lord Jesus Christ gave to us. Now, I know we all talk about wanting to be saved. We all talk about wanting to go to heaven. We all want our family and our friends to go to heaven. And some even talk about their pets being there in heaven with them. So we know how important salvation is. But do we recognize how great of a gift it is? Do we recognize the fact that from the first days of Adam and Eve, when they committed the original sin in the Garden of Eden, sin cut all humanity off from God. We were completely cut off from God. But 2,000 years ago, our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth and then died and rose again and restored us to God's good graces again. The second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, came to earth, became one of us, became a man, and gave his life for us. Do we reflect on how great a gift that truly is? Well, in the Catholic Church, there's a very ancient tradition of each day of the week having a specific thing in our Lord's life or in heaven to reflect on. And Friday traditionally is spent meditating on the Passion because, of course, our Lord died on a Friday, on Good Friday, is what we call Good Friday now. And as part of this Friday meditation on the Passion that we traditionally do as Catholics, although sadly many Catholics have kind of lost this, we do a practice called the Stations of the Cross. This practice, this prayer form, is really a form of prayer, is a spiritual journey through Jerusalem with our Lord. Now, you obviously don't go to Jerusalem to do it. But instead, it's a series of 14 steps reflecting along our Lord's journey towards Calvary, which ends with his crucifixion and then burial in the tomb. In fact, today, not only can you spiritually make this journey, but if you go to Jerusalem over in the Holy Land, you can actually follow in our Lord's footsteps through the old city. It's a very powerful experience that I had the great opportunity to undertake during a time over in the Holy Land. Well, following this Friday meditation on our Lord's Passion through the Station of the Cross, we come to Sunday and we have the celebration of the resurrection. Now, of course, that traditionally is Easter. But again, as Catholics, we view every Sunday as a day to remember the resurrection of our Lord. That's why we often will call it a mini Easter, a smaller Easter. Sunday is so important to us as Catholics for this reason, you know, that we spend Sunday, spend this Lord's Day, this day which was set aside by our Lord through his resurrection on Sunday, remembering his saving work in our lives. This gift is so important to us. This is why we spend several days out of the week as Catholics remembering it. That we should never fail to remember this gift. If we forget any other gift which God has given us, we will never fail to remember this gift. This gift of salvation which opened heaven to us. This gift that allowed us to enter into eternal life with God. This gift that our gift of life here on earth can then become the gift of eternal life. This is a very powerful gift. This is a wonderful gift. This is a gift that should bring us great joy. So as we go through our weekend, as I said, we have reached the end of the week, it reached the end of these reflections. I encourage you to once again reflect on those great gifts that God has given us. But I ask you and I encourage you to remember in a special way the gifts of life, the very life that you have and enjoy, and the gift of salvation which our Lord gave to us. And then when Sunday comes around, to take the opportunity to give thanks to God for those special gifts in a special way by taking some time on Sunday for the praise and worship in God for all the gifts he has given us in our lives.